Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. There's a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Welcome to another new edition of Black Hearts Angels. Right now, it's just me and my partner, amazing, beautiful partner in crime, Binky. Right now, how you doing,
Hello,
girl?
Everyone. Good afternoon.
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with us. Comment, do whatever you want. Don't forget to also check out our link tree, where you can find us everything related to our podcast, whether it's merch, whether it's, you know, YouTube, where you can find us, YouTube or, you know, Spotify or anything like that, where you can check us out. You'll find it on our link tree at / Off the Tappers. Don't forget to also check out our amazing brand ambassadors that we wouldn't be here without today. So let's start off with our amazing first one in W Energy. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off your purchase using code OTTRMOB. Then also check out dreamalive.store. It brand ambassadors, use coupon code OTTRMOB, save 15% off your purchase from there. And last but not least, don't forget to check out our amazing partners at GetSolaced.com. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off your order at GetSolaced. Don't forget to also check out where you can find our amazing merch, where you can rock out some amazing merch here at bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-ropes-podcast, where you can find anything related to our podcast, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, rock out the gear, and support our amazing team. You know you wanna. So feel free to check us out there. So should we get right into everything?
Yes, we shall.
So let's get into it.
Oh. I'm sorry. So Rhea Ripley, you know her as the mommy of Judgment Day, and she has certified her status as one of the top female talents in the company. So this past Monday, she had to shed some light of her injury, and she had to vacate her title this past Monday. And Liv Morgan comes out and you know, just laughed and you know, just pretty much taunt her, you know, making it seem like it's Rhea's fault that, you know, she got injured. So, you know, they kind of like got into it, you know, security got involved. You know, Rhea, she hit one of the security guards, and then basically just in the segment like that. But what led up to the injury was that the night after WrestleMania, she was in a backstage brawl with Liv Morgan. So, So Rhea, she left Raw this past Monday, and just to focus on recovering her, you know, her injuries. So, so it should take about 3 to 4 months for Rhea to be out, and then so we expect for her to return sometime at SummerSlam. So What's your thoughts, Char, regarding Rhea's injury and vacating the
title? It sucks because, you know, she carried that women's division on Raw for so long, you know, being the face of the women's division, and she had a solid, amazing reign and everything. Now you're, like, post-WrestleMania, all you're seeing in, on the whole roster is injuries. Everyone's coming down with injuries right now, which sucks and everything. And the fact that, like, right after WrestleMania, when, you know, you would expect her to have, like, an amazing reign lead into SummerSlam, and now it's, like, that's all gone now. And on top of that, what the hell are they doing with this title? Like, we're doing a stupid fucking battle royal next week on Raw to determine who's the new champion. What the hell is that all about? Like, that makes literally no sense. Like, why would you be doing a battle royal? You couldn't do, like, some kind of tournament, you know, leading up to a pay-per-view to crown the next women's champion? You have to do a stupid battle royal? That seems like a waste of time to me, but... I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. It really makes no sense because it's like, I mean, like you just mentioned about the battle royal. Why can't they just do that at a pay-per-view? Hi, Christy. Hi.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
hi, Albert. Hey, Frank. So I agree with you, Char. you know, it's crazy because I really wanted for someone like Liv to dethrone Rhea. And as a Bianca fan, I did not want Rhea to pass Bianca's record. I did not want
Rhea to pass
420
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not again. Don't do drugs. Do not do drugs, guys. Don't do drugs.
We're
doing good.
So I didn't want Rhea to pass 420 days as champion. So I wanted for Liv to throne her the right way, not for Rhea to get injured like this. Not like this. I'm sorry. I don't wish injury to anybody. Even if it's someone who I don't like, I'm not going to show anyone. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just not me.
Oh, that's me either. Like, why would you want to wish injury? It's like karma, so no.
Yeah.
But Chrissy had a good point here. Like, you know, why couldn't you have just done, like, a tournament or something and crowned the champion, the next champion at Backlash or, you know, Money in the Bank or, you know, something like that? A stupid battle royal? Didn't we just see one of these a few months ago at WrestleMania for the Rumble? Like, why are we doing this again? Like, what purpose does it serve? Okay, I mean, we know who basically the two or three of the final got people will be. It'll probably be, you know, maybe like Becky if she's still around, and Liv's gonna be in there. So I mean, we all know it's obvious which route they're going to hold the championship. More than likely, Liv. But I mean. And then build the story for Liv and Rhea at SummerSlam, but a stupid battle royal. Oh my gosh, WWE, what are you doing?
It's just crazy, especially on a, you know, on a regular show like Raw. I mean, it's like, okay. I don't know. I just find
it's like
very,
you couldn't have done it at a pay per view.
Yeah,
it's like you couldn't have done it at a pay-per-view or something. Even if you wanted to do, like, a stupid battle royal or something, you couldn't have done this at a pay-per-view? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, they still have star power.
I just don't understand the logic. TNA, wrestling, pay-per-view, rebelling tonight. Are you watching? Yeah, we'll probably be watching. We'll be getting into that, like, a little bit later on of the show, but, I mean... but, yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, it's very, you know, and with Rhea, I hope that she recovers and, you know, come back on SummerSlam because on Twitter, oh my God, you have the Rhea fans and you have the Liv fans just going back and forth.
Bitch!
They go back.
Like, I can't deal with it anymore. It's like, and I've seen people, you know, I've seen, like, the Rhea fans are like, you know, wishing, like, Liv would, like, tear her ACL or get paralyzed or do this. And, like, why do we need it? And I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, why do we need this? It was obviously, like, an accident. It could have happened anywhere. It could have happened during a match. It could have happened anywhere. It just happened to happen in a backstage incident. And now we're, like, wishing harm and death threats and career-ending injuries on people. Like, why are we doing this? Like, is there a point to all this? Yeah, I get it. You're a Rhea fan. I get you're a Liv fan. But why do we have to resort to, like, violence?
And it's crazy because this caused some heat on Liv. And may turn her heel.
They have to,
May turn her heel because it's like Rhea, I'm not Rhea, Liv, she was getting a lot of boos on Monday.
Oh, she was. Backlash would have been the best place to crown a new women's champion. It would have. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, at a pay-per-view.
I agree, Christy. I agree. Backlash is right there. Just have this battle royal or this triple threat, have this one-on-one match. It's like, most likely it'd probably be Liv. I would say Liv versus Nia. I don't know. Or Chelsea Green.
Who knows at this point? Oh, gosh. That's not, but to me, that's not, I imagine no offense to Chelsea Green. It's not a believable match for a pay-per-view. I mean, Chelsea's been pretty much buried on that main roster. Like, I mean, wasn't it like a few weeks ago she got squashed in like a squash match to Jade? How am I supposed to believe she's going to be like a legit threat to fight Liv? Like, it's not believable. She got squashed by Jade. I'm supposed to believe she's going to be a easy contender for, like, a hard contender for Liv? I just don't buy it. Like, yeah, I mean, especially when you have, like, other women on that roster.
I was just throwing a name out there. I don't know. I don't know who else can be a actual threat besides Liv and Nia. Maybe they need a few of the talents from SmackDown to go on Raw. Because Becky, she's on vacation, I believe, or...
That's what I think. Which is weird because right now she's on the European tour right now. So I mean, is she really on vacation?
Oh, yeah, it could be a lot to place, Christy. I agree, you know, but it's just that typical fan just wishing that on Liv is just really wrong.
It's unacceptable and it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah, and just you want Liv to lose her job. You know, it's just, I mean, come on,
or have a career and life change with a career-threatening injury? No, not cool. Chrissy says Becky, possibly. You could possibly have Becky win. I mean.
Yeah, Becky, I see her winning. I see her, just being a placeholder till Rhea comes back.
Yeah. Those are, like, legit, honestly, on Raw, those are the legit only two people I could buy holding that title right now would be Liv or Becky. Yeah. That's it. Other than that, I'm like, that women's division right now on Raw, I'm like, there's no other person on that roster that I could be buying a legit world title contender.
There's the draft going on. Okay. Sorry, that was my father.
No, you're good.
So... Yeah, I could see a few from SmackDown. Maybe at least one with star power, like Bianca or Jade, going to Raw. Even though there's a tag team going on SmackDown, I'm going to say his girl Nia. I did mention Nia. I did mention Nia, so. her too.
Oh boy.
But I don't know. Nia is a threat, but I don't know. I just see the title, like you said, Char, I just see the title going to either Liv or Becky.
That's it to me.
Shake your thighs, acting like you're so damn cute. Just let your boy just like them boots. what then?
Oh, wow.
Unless there's somebody on the NXT roster that's being planned on being called up to Raw that's like could be like a big name, but it's like yeah. I don't see that at all right now. They haven't really built anyone.
Because you have Roxanne Perez, she already won back the NXT Women's Champion, so it's like
it wouldn't be her. No,
it couldn't be Cora Jade because she's out on an injury, so. Yeah. I don't know at this point.
I would have said Roxanne if she would have lost to Lyra Valkyria at the NXT pay-per-view, I would have went with her. But the fact that she just won back the NXT women's title seems like a low possibility that she would. Why would you have your NXT women's champion in the Battle Royal just to get, eliminated? I don't think that would be a good look for her. And, I mean... Hi, Darby 13.
Hello, Darby.
But yeah, I mean, other than those three, it's like there's no legit other threats possibly at all that they've built up.
I mean,
maybe Lyra if they wanted to call her. What about Christy since she's giving names?
Hi, Sam.
Who knows? Maybe our names would get thrown into this next.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Ivy, maybe Candice LeRae.
What happened to I think Charlotte's still recovering from her knee injury, and yeah, Raquel has that skin condition that she's recovered from. I'd be eliminated in 5 seconds. That's how you're so short, man. Injury, yeah. Injury and skin condition, yeah.
Yeah, we thought about Raquel, yeah. Yeah.
If she didn't have that skin condition, you'd say you
get her ding dong.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi, girl.
Hello.
We were just talking about Rhea's Rhea having to vacate her title and who could be like legit threats to hold the title. How's mom's?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What's that?
Well, he said, how's mom's in the corner? And we were just talking about Rhea and her reign, her vacating the title.
That just killed me. That literally killed me. Literally killed me. I was mad about it, but you know she has to get better, you know.
Yeah.
Better. So there's nothing she can do about it until she comes back, like you said. And she come back, hey, how you doing? When she come back, she coming for blood.
Oh yeah.
I felt that in my soul when she said that.
What are your thoughts on this? We were just talking about the Battle Royal, too. Like, what are your thoughts on this stupid Battle Royal they have coming up on Raw? Like, we were like, oh, why don't you do a tournament at a pay-per-view or something, but a Battle Royal to determine the champion on Raw? Like, what are you doing?
Makes sense. What? Number one contender. Like that.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
I felt that would have made more sense.
We're saying you have like backlash coming up soon, like within a month or two. You could do like a tournament and crown a new champion at Backlash. You have to do a stupid battle royal. Like, why? It makes no sense. You just got off the Rumble. What are we doing?
It's sense to me. Like, I didn't, like. If they was to do that, yeah, like they should have did it in Backlash.
Yeah.
Like, they should have just did it in Backlash, but it would have made more sense. Like, doing it at Raw?
Why?
For what? Like, if you was gonna do it at Raw, you could at least do it at, like, do it in a way, like, for the number one contender spot, instead of just doing all this elimination thing.
Exactly. But no, it's a stupid battle, like a Royal Rumble, basically a Royal Rumble to determine your new champion. Rhea sounded a little like Mox when she said she'd be coming for blood when she returns. She did.
Yeah. But yeah. As far as Rhea's situation, the Rhea and the Liv situation, I have a feeling that Rhea's going to get that title back. I can definitely tell because it hasn't been that long she has that title. Like, and so it can't be, they can't just, you know, get rid of the title away from her that quickly and then all of a sudden give it to somebody else. She got attacked, so it's like,
yeah,
it's not her fault.
So do you see Liv as being the person that wins that Battle Royal next week, holds a title until SummerSlam, and then, you know, drops it back to Rhea, or? We were trying to discuss who would be the threats to hold that championship until Rhea gets back. We only have like two or three names in mind that could legit be legit contenders for that championship. Liv being one.
Who is it?
Who? Maybe Nia on the outside at three, but that's about it.
Okay.
She was 5.5 weeks away from surpassing Bianca's title reign. So she had it pretty long. She had it for basically almost a year. So.
Is this for Raw, right? Only thing I could think of is
Raw, yeah.
Only thing I could think of is, yeah. Like, I'm leaning on Nia. I'm leaning on Nia because, like I said, she wants to come back. But then again, hold on. The draft is coming up. Anything can go.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go anywhere.
Yes.
So only thing I can guess is it's going to be a plot twist. So say suppose.
Oh, I was furious at both. But don't, he said, don't get me started. TK didn't relinquish the ROH tag title off MJF when he was injured. But people are mad when Rhea actually did it because it's tradition. I wasn't happy with either scenario. Like, I'm sick of, like, people holding on to these titles, like, injured. Like, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, 30 days. You have to hold the title 30 days. And if you're not going to be able to do it. I have seen people online come talking about, how, like, how is it fair for, you know, people like Roman and Brock, you know, not to be around for half the time. And they get to hold their titles regardless of what happens. But Rhea's going to miss a few months and she has to drop her title. Like, how does that make any sense? Is it, you know, is that really fair to the women?
No.
Like, that the men, the big name star power can hold it? Usually 4 to 6
the
weeks
only thing
to relinquish the title. That's true.
The only thing I was thinking, like I was trying to say was, so since the draft is coming up, right? And, you know, anybody can go anywhere. I was thinking, like, Charlotte might come back. She might take the title again.
Oh,
yeah. If she's drafted, but that's my theory that I'm going with, that she might come back because, you know, she pops up anywhere, can't stand her. But anyway, I just have this strange feeling. She's gonna pop up out of nowhere. She's gonna try to take the title, and she's gonna win the title, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And then she's gonna hold it for, like, I don't know, God knows how long, until she gets hurt again, and then she's gonna have to vacate the title and then go months out. And it's like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like,
don't come back. I'd rather not do how's the title going to get any value if you keep handing it off to people who are going to get injured and, you know, every single time? Having Rhea have it, gets injured, Charlotte gets it, drops it because she gets hurt. Like, what does that do for the title? It doesn't do anything.
I mean, I agree with Bianca. I mean, Charlotte will most likely go on Raw and let's just say that she wins the title.
Because if you really pay attention, now look at this. Before WrestleMania, at the Hall of Fame, who do you see at the Hall of Fame with Andrade?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Where's her cast? Where's her cast? Where's her crutch?
You mean her...
Where's brace. Audit?
You mean her brace?
Yeah, her brace. Where's Audit? She was wearing all heels, everything. She didn't have no brace, no nothing. Then not only that, she was at WrestleMania. Not only she wasn't competing, but she was there just to support our goddess. But she's supposed to be healing, recovering. Why are you there?
I can't, but I'm like, sorry, I just can't, seriously, I get where you're coming from with another Charlotte reign. I just can't do another reign, like, that quickly. Especially when you have people on the Raw roster.
Especially when the Triple H, I don't know.
But the thing is, you know, even though we can't do another Charlotte championship, it's like, they're trying to make her go into a 15-time champion streak. So it's like,
why?
It's gonna happen.
According to Charlotte, she's ahead of schedule in her rehab and recovery. I hope not.
You have
so many better options on that roster that fit the story with Rhea right now than Charlotte. I mean, you have the Liv story there. I mean, you have the Becky story there, and those people are on Raw. Why can't you just go with that route? Like, it makes sense. If you go outside that and go Charlotte, I mean, it's like, it doesn't fit this narrative. Like, Liv wants, as when Rhea comes back from injury, I mean, and she's looking out for blood, wouldn't she want to be going after Rhea? I mean, not Rhea, Liv, who put her on the shelf or something?
Liv.
She's on a revenge tour, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Storytelling right there.
Exactly.
Right.
And what better way to get revenge than hold the title that you put of the person that you put on the shelf? What better way to get revenge than holding the title?
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is my thing. Getting a revenge on Rhea Ripley. If you're doing a revenge tour and you're trying to get your revenge on Rhea, don't be as in a title shot. Don't make it as in a title shot. Just make it as a storyline because. Like you said, payback is a payback. She did what she did to you. You're doing whatever you're doing to her. So it's like, make it a storyline instead of a title shot. Like, you had your time holding the title shot. You got hurt because of Rhea. You had to vacate that. Then it's like, okay, you did it to Rhea. So it's like, why would you want to have the title again? So Rhea could come back and hurt you again?
That's why he's saying, what if she won? And that's my thinking, too, is what if she did win? Like, I mean, you have a story planned out for and turns heel. Like, what?
But if it wasn't for Rhea getting injured, then it would be a possibility of Liv dethroning her. And
yeah, that's what I think where they were going.
Stopping Rhea from surpassing Bianca's record.
That's where I think they were heading was a Rhea Liv storyline. That's where we were heading.
Yeah.
Post that
They was heading in that direction in the beginning, but I guess Liv got hurt because Rhea. So I guess they just like stopped the storyline. I guess they put the storyline on pause. So I guess when Liv came back, I guess they want to be like, all right, we might as well just continue the storyline so we can finish it. So I'm like, okay. That's what you want to call it. Liv's revenge, then. All in all, I just, by me thinking that Liv's going to hold the title, I'm 50-50. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on that. I just think, I don't know if it's going to be Liv. I think it's just going to be someone else. But Liv is still going to get her revenge on Rhea. It's still going to be a storyline between them two. But I don't think Liv is going to hold the title.
I think it's 80-20. I think it's more 80-20 that she's winning. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you put her on the shelf. And if she doesn't win, she's going to be at least in the final two or three of that Battle Royal. So, I mean...
Right. If I was to predict the final three, I'll say the final three. Like the final three in that match would probably be Liv Morgan. Yeah, Battle Royal. It'll be Liv Morgan, Nia Jax or or I would say I don't know, Becky. I would say Becky because you know Becky did the way Becky fought for.
I'm gonna say Becky if she's not taking any time off. Yeah.
Right. The only reason why I say Becky is because Becky and Rhea, they had their their moment in that fight. But Becky, she was not feeling good at all. She had 103 fever while fighting.
And strep throat.
So I can understand where it's like, okay, she's sick, but her mind is not there, but she wanted to be there, but she didn't succeed. So I think they're going to give her another opportunity for that. So
they should.
Yeah, so those are basically my top three. So yeah, those are my top three right there.
That's where I'm going in my route too.
Yeah.
So
should we get into our next topic then? Right off the bat?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Pinky? Hold on.
No, it's okay. We can go
ahead. Okay. Yes, you can go to the next topic.
It's pay-per-view weekend, everybody. We have Spitfire taking on Decay for the Impact Tag Team, Women's Tag Team titles at Rebellion today. We also have DJ Ashba playing the national anthem. I don't know who that is, but then you have Spitfire. Like I just said, Spitfire versus Decay for the Knockouts World Tag Team Championships. You have ABC and Leon Slater versus the Rascals and Myron Reed in a 6-man on the Countdown show. You have Joe Hendry versus Rich Swann with AJ Francis in his corner. You have TNA World Tag Team Championships online. Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers taking on Speedball Mountain. Mustafa Ali is the X Division champion. He and Jake something in an X Division title match. Eric Young versus Frankie Kazarian in Full Metal Mayhem.
Oh Jesus, man! I gotta do this whole goddamn thing because this fucking woman just got exiled, so I gotta do it for her. So Spitfire, it's gonna be accompanied by Lars Frankenstein tonight. During the Countdown for Rebellion tonight. Make sure that you tune into that. Other DJ Aspa, for those of you guys that do not know, he is an Hispanic music conductor. He will be playing the national anthem tonight for Rebellion tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just doing this until Shark gets back. Spitfire, your Knockouts Tag Team Champions, will be defending against Decay, getting a rematch after they lost to them the previous month before. And then we got ABC and Leon Slater taking on the Rascals and Myron Reed, excuse me. Big shout out to my man Myron over there. Then we got my main man, Joe Hendry, the man of the century, taking on a heel turn Rich Swann with Mr. AJ Francis accompanied by his side. Then we got the TNA World Tag Team Championships being defended. Speedball Mountain's going to try to take on one more chance to take on Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers. So let's not forget about that. Then we got the X Division Championship being defended tonight. Jake something is going to take his anger and his frustrations on the X Division Champion, Mustafa Ali. And then we got the Full Metal Mayhem. This grudge match is going to be all over the place. Frankie Kazarian takes on Eric Young in this beautifully disastrous match coming tonight on Rebellion Day. This is my match tonight. The last man standing match between Josh Alexander my man Hammerstone, Alex Hammerstone, formerly known from MLW. Then we got the Knockouts World Championship. Jordynne Grace is defending against my main lady, Steph Delander. And big shout-outs to Mike Cardona. I know he just had some injury as of lately. Then we got the TNA World Championship match. Nick Naaman will try to take on Moose to try to take the World Championship off his shoulders.
That's a hell of a lineup.
Brilliant tonight, mom.
That's a hell of a lineup.
You're supposed to be here. I mean, I only did this because Char either got booed out or her fucking Wi-Fi computer shit is all tangled up.
I know. It's crazy because I rushed home because my mom, she's still at the hospital, and I just rushed home. So I'm just like, okay, I have to finish this off with them. That's all I kept thinking about was y'all. So I'm here with Char. So I'm here for y'all. I'm here with y'all. So that's one of a hell of a lineup. There's a couple of names that I'm kind of familiar with. Some I'm not, but I'm definitely looking for Jordynne Grace. She, man, hands down, she is a beast. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Then, there's Mustafa Ali. I want to see him retain his title. He's definitely another good one too. So those two so far.
Definitely. He's doing his thing ever since he got the TNA. The gimmick that he's doing with the whole henchman on the side and shit like that. And shout out to my man Jay Bougie, who is one of those henchmen that got his ass beat last week on TNA. Big shout out to Jay Bougie. Mm-hmm. That man's going places. Not annual. And I'm not sure here. I'm out the.
I think match of the night by far. The match I'm looking forward to the most in this TNA Rebellion card, and it has to be that Alex Hammerstone versus Josh Alexander matches, because, I mean, holy moly, like, a last man standing match? It wasn't my Wi-Fi, it's like my tablet, Bella knocked everything off and kicked me off of everything.
I was like, where did you go? I'm like, she fell off.
Right, and I couldn't even see if she left or anything. All I just saw was so it got quiet.
I didn't leave. I was in the middle of my card reading, and all of a sudden my tablet went boom and knocked my plugs out and bumped my screen to kick me off the stream yard. I'm like, so I had to keep log back in and this and it wasn't my Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi's good. Ali is a star. Another match that's going to be amazing. Ali has looked like a million bucks. Mm-hmm. But Ali's looked like a million bucks, too. Especially, he just came off of a huge match at Windy City Riot versus Hiromu. And, man, that was a good match, too. But Jordynne Grace, I mean.
I'm looking for her. I'm definitely looking for Jordynne Grace. Yeah, and another one that I'm really actually in the card prediction, I'm actually looking forward to seeing Ova Femi. He's a good one too, and I hope he retains as well. He's a beast.
Ova Femi, Ova Femi's not
Ova Femi.
He's not on the card.
Is he?
No, he's not. He's not on NXT.
See, you look like him.
Are you talking about Moose?
Moose, yeah. My
fault.
Oh,
I'm like,
wait a minute.
My fault. I was like, oh, my God. That next scene.
There we go. Cut that out.
Oh, my God.
That was a major blooper. Y'all heard it from me today. Okay, I swear that they look so similar.
And this wasn't some weak ass training lessons either.
That's the one match on the card. That's the one match on the card I could possibly see a title change in tonight, man.
Definitely.
Gonna make your run in Japan too, but
yeah. So
that's
his name, Moose.
Jeez.
The big stack. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I just, you know what? I'm just looking forward for it all. Like, all the contestants, the wrestlers and whatnot. Yeah, I'm looking forward for all of it. Like, it's going to be a good pay-per-view. It's going to be a good pay-per-view.
Yeah,
it is.
I know that for sure.
I mean, I feel bad for them almost that this is like their pay per view is falling on like AEW pay per view weekend. So like a lot of the shine is going to be more on the AEW show tomorrow than this one. But I mean, this is a solid ass pay per view card. Like, guys, check this pay per view out tonight. Like,
mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Oh man.
Yeah,
because we need these promotions like TNA to stick around. Because I mean, with WWE being the one, and then AEW being the solid two, you need that third. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget Joe Henry. Oh, yeah. So
I went ahead and ordered shelf for the tape.
Going out. Oh my gosh, that's.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Uh-uh. That's the...
That was funny.
It's too catchy.
That was funny.
That really reminds me. That reminds me of a presidential campaign, like just.
It does almost, doesn't it?
It's like my
that's
name.
Funny.
That oh my gosh.
I was saying to my, because I was like, what is this playing in my ear? I was like, what's the...
Oh,
my.
Oh,
oh,
my
God.
Oh, man.
That song is so stuck in my head.
This card looks like it's going to be, and it's going to feed families, especially with the Moose versus Nick match. I don't see Moose retaining.
I don't. Really. Honestly, they've been... The way they've been, honestly, I don't know, especially because she's got a point. The way Namath has been being built in all these promotions, like, he's the global champion over in New Japan right now. They're booking him strong.
Right.
I mean, and now he's in a world title match in TNA. I would not be surprised at all to see a title change tonight for the world title over there at all. Like, that's the one match I would see. That's the one match I was saying I could easily see a title change in tonight is that one, because the way he's been booked lately since leaving WWE, mm-hmm. he's not out of the realm. Oh,
yeah. I'm kind of glad he left WWE. I'm kind of glad he left WWE because, like, I didn't really care for him. Like, he wasn't my favorite at all, but it wasn't doing much for him at all.
No.
It wasn't.
No, he was staying, like, status quo in the mid-card. Like, he wasn't doing much at all. Uh-huh. See, that's why, like, and another guy who I'm, like, proud of on the card tonight is my local boy, Ali. Look at what he's been doing since he left there, too. He was the guy who was getting held back so often in that company, despite being amazingly talented. He leaves WWE, and then look at the run he's been on, whether it's on the Indies, whether it be in New Japan, now in TNA, holding the TNA X Division title. I mean, he's a star too. And so it makes you wonder, like, with these people that got released from them and left and became stars on their own.
Right.
It makes you wonder, was it their star power or was it the system that was holding them back for however many years it was?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well,
you're
just going to see, huh?
Ali is rolling.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down.
Yeah.
Ali is rolling.
I like how he has been booked there, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's looked like a star.
Oh yeah. Well, it definitely fits him where he belongs anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, I'm definitely happy for, you know, all the accomplishments he has done being there.
Yeah.
At the right company that he rightfully wants to be at. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, guys, go check out that TNA pay-per-view tonight. It's gonna be a good show tonight. Check it out.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
So. We'll be back in a few. We will take our little break and see you on the other side in a few seconds. Yes. Go get some.
Oh, let's see if I can win the
pop up in the spotlight. Oh, I make it hot. We spin with them lava sticks. Red dots. He got shot at his 8 from a leg shot. Can't kind of beat him. He already shot. Already shooting. 40 put the mob. 40 over stick. Person on the odd. 40 caught a hit. Swerving on the cops. He tried to run his speed racing. Brother got a kick spin to the lane. He tried to run his speed racing. Brother got a kick to a double hand. Cause I kept clicking till I pissed him. Tried to run. Click the boys' mans. Hit some chumps. All them niggas ran. Cause he starts to spray. Waving like a fan. Dogs be spinning over sand. Spinning through the land. Switching up the plan. Throw bro, fucker, we gon' pass through. If we see the cops, they won't stop us from spraying. Throw bro, they don't chase him. Like that boy wrong with his pin, I got accuracy aiming. Hollows ain't hit him and ripped through his neck. Watch how that shit rearrange him. I didn't really pop up in the spotlight. Oh, I make it hot. We spin with them llama sticks. Fred Dossi got shot at his head. Duck from a leg shot. Gang tryna beat him, he already shot. Already super 40 with the mob. 40 on the stick, person on the odd. 40 caught a hit, swerving on the cops. He tryna run his speed racing. Brother got a kick spin till it lands. He tried to run his speed racing.
Gather around, some serious stuff gonna go down.
We interrupt to bring you a special Wrestle War 90 update. Because of the injury to Sting from the cowardly ambush by the Horsemen, the NWA has ordered a World Heavyweight title defense match for Ric Flair against number one contender Lex Luger. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
It's pay-per-view excitement for THE. For more information, call your cable company.
Wow.
When you have nausea,
before the slam, make sure you'll catch the fever.
Fever? Hulk Hogan has a fever.
It's a WWF special of epidemic proportion.
I've been reborn again. It's SummerSlam fever. It's gonna be out of hand.
The Ultimate Warrior and all the WWF superstars will be here.
Don't touch that dial.
When the temperature in the ring reaches the boiling point, you've got the fever. SummerSlam fever, a WWF special on USA. Sunday at 8, 7 Central.
And we're back from commercial break. Hope all was well and everything. But we have a big pay-per-view coming up tomorrow, guys. Probably what some people are calling possibly one of the pay-per-views of the year in AEW's Dynasty, taking place in St. Louis tomorrow. Man, this card's so freaking stacked. And too many matches for me. On 0 Hour, we have Trent Barretta taking on Matt Sydal. Orange Cassidy and Great Shibata taking on Shane Taylor Promotions, Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty. And we also have a title for title, AEW Trios Champions, the Acclaimed taking on Bullet Club Gold for the ROH World 6-man tags. That pre-show is looking stacked too.
Oh yeah. Dan Danielson, then we got the Young Bucks, and then we got FTR for the AEW World Tag Team Champions.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Then we have I can't say his name. Okada. And then we have Adam Copeland, and then we have Eddie Kingston, and then we have Mark for the Grief Man, and then we have Julia Hart and Willow Kate Nightingale for the championship. Then we have what is his name? Robert. Then we have Hook, and then we have Chris Jericho for the FTW championship.
Roderick Strong.
Then we have Tony Strong. Go ahead, Ashar. And then we have Thunder Rosa. Then we have Samoa Joe, and then we have AEW World Championship. I hope Swerve wins. Let's go, baby.
That's gonna be the best.
Yes, I don't care. Hands down.
That's definitely gonna happen. But I'm telling you, the match is gonna steal a show tomorrow, and a possible match of the year contender. Don't sleep on is that Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson match. That's a possible match of the year contender right off the bat tomorrow night. Who's going to win? Mm-hmm. It's going to be Will. But, I mean, you got the best in the world in Danielson.
Oh, yeah.
You got the future best in the world in Will Ospreay. Those who are going to kill it. If Swerve wins, we all do the Prince Nana dance.
Right. Anyway.
I don't know.
And as far as...
It's going to be entertaining.
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby. As far as the Julia Hart and the Willow Nightingale match, I'm gonna say Julia. She's gonna retain, and because the reason why I say that is because sooner or later Julia Hart wants to go head to toe with a. This is my. You may shake your head, but this is my.
Big Willie Styles all in it. Very Uzi with it. Very Uzi. Very Uzi. Very Uzi with it.
So, she might go head to toe with
Mercedes Monet tomorrow. I'm sorry.
So, wait, you think it will be Willow?
I see Willow taking that title tomorrow. It going. I do, because
so you say, so,
Mercedes keeps talking about Willow. And plus, she's still always holding a grudge against Willow for injuring her at the New Japan Strong Show that took place last year. So she's still holding a grudge against her, feeling that she got her injured. But she's saying she doesn't know if it was purposely done. She doesn't know if it was accidentally done. So I feel we're getting Willow beating her.
But my thing is,
we're not going with the Julia story. I mean, because you think Julia's the one that attacked her backstage, but
no. But listen, but my thing is, in the pay-per-view big business, you see how Julia Hart was trying to go after Willow for trying to go after Mercedes. I think Julia is really trying to go for Mercedes, though. I really do think that
Willow went
because if you really look at it.
It's gonna be well, and like Chrissy was saying, you know, the whole thing with Willow wins the title, that's gonna reignite her feud with Mercedes and everything, and then I don't know, we'll see if she turns heel. I have a feeling that that Statlander is turning heel. I've been on the Statlander heel turn wagon for a while now.
She's the one who attacked Mercedes.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine her as a heel, though. Willow as a heel, though. It just...
Both.
But my thing is, why would they still keep having on this rival story between Willow and Mercedes going on and on and on and on? But if Julia Hart is attacking both of them.
Saying it seems like that, but you know it's weird because of the whole New Japan thing,
right? That's what I mean.
She's holding that grudge because she got hurt in that title. That's what I was saying, Chrissy, too. That I was thinking Statlander attacked her too because she was standing outside her locker room when doing a backstage interview. She was standing outside Mercedes' locker room, so I was leaning towards it being Statlander too. Of that, my brother's like, no, it's Julia because the lights went on. I'm like, that's like a red hair right there.
Yeah.
I'm not. They're
that's what,
to throw
I,
you
that's what I was saying
Julia,
too,
but it's not Julia.
That's what I was saying too. So,
yeah,
he's like, oh, it's definitely her because of the what's going out. But I'm like, they're just like throwing you like.
I mean, Julia Hart. I mean, it's obvious that's just a red herring. I mean, come on now. So it could be Statliner. It could be.
It is.
We never know. We, like I said, the lights turn out. So we can't really
or
tell
who it was. Or Monet interferes in the match to cost Willow the title.
Mm-hmm. But wait. Wait, hold on. Well, my thing is, Char, didn't the last week, didn't they say somebody else, though? Who was the other person that you said last week? Who was the other girl that you said that supposedly is? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's still her?
I'm leaning towards that way. I've been leaning towards that way for a while, especially because, I mean, she used to come out in all that colorful gear with Willow and everything. Lately, she's been wearing, like, dark sunglasses. Her gear switching to like black and everything, and her, like I just have this weird hunch that she's gonna be the one that's gonna turn heel. I'm not pulling a trigger on if she's gonna pull it during the match, if she's gonna, you know, do something during the match to do, you know, make her mad. But it seems like lately, ever since Stokely got involved in this whole thing, it's something about her personality and demeanor has completely changed.
Let's just say that Willow wins the title, right? And then let's just say that that Statlander, she's not going to turn on her, you know, just like that. Let's just say that she will turn on Willow maybe in the next pay-per-view when Willow retains the title.
Well, the next pay-per-view that, if I remember correctly, is going to be Double or Nothing in May. That's when Mercedes Moné is returning, and that's going to be her first match. So, I mean, unless she somehow turns heel in between Dynasty and Double or Nothing, and then you somehow maybe turn this into a Willow versus Statlander versus Mercedes Moné in a triple threat for the women's title at Double or Nothing, that's the only other thing I could pull out, but Stokely sees money in Moné.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Unless Julie Hart, unless she retains, and then that's when we go to Double or Nothing, and then Mercedes wins the title from
her. Mercedes is definitely winning at Double or Nothing. That's not I think that's not the question, because that's going to be her first match in AEW, and they're not going to have her lose. So she's going to win the title. It's just who she's going to be facing and what path they're going to be going on. Because there's angles they've been going with her. So,
unless if she's in a non-title match.
She's going for the title,
she said, when she comes back. So she's going to be.
But why go for the title so early?
She's going for the TBS title. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She's going for the title. That's what she said in her backstage, all her interviews, is that she's going for that title. So it's going to be a title match, TBS title match. I just don't know which way they want to go. Do you want to go triple threat with them? Do you want to go possibly, you know, one-on-one, her and Willow, her and Julia? Do you want to go?
It might be.
Four-way? Dave Meltzer, good. That match probably will get a 5-star rating.
It might be a triple threat. You know what? As I'm looking at it, it might be go for a triple threat match, because, like I said, they're all going against each other. They're going after each other and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, triple threat makes sense. Triple threat for the title.
And then whoever you want to protect, whether it be Willow or whether it be Julia, whoever you want to protect, you have Mercedes pin the other one, and I mean. And you could eventually pull another match out of the card between, you know, Mercedes and who doesn't get pinned in that match for the title. You could pull that match off the card.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
The match, I think one of the matches I'm really not looking forward to tonight, thank God it's on the pre-show. There's two matches actually I'm not looking forward to on the pre-show. The first one is the title for title, the Acclaimed versus Bullet Club Gold. I'm over the trios division being treated like an afterthought. The titles have completely gone to waste. They're not being used. Either, you know, just pull the trigger, put the titles on Bullet Club Gold, and, you know, do something with the Acclaim. Either, you know, refresh them, do something, because right now their act right now has gotten completely stale.
Yeah, it's getting old.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah, because I haven't been seeing them on TV, so it's like, that's kind of strange. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ever since they beat the House of Black for the trios titles, those titles have been rarely defended at all. Like, they're just sitting there as like props in like this whole storyline with the Bang, when they were joining forces with Bullet Club Gold for the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. And none of the titles got utilized well, and they just completely got wasted. And I'm like, enough. Just either put the titles on one team and end this shit and go.
I mean, what's
I'm just over the trios division looking so fucking weak.
What's the point of a trios title? I mean, can we just stick the tag team? I mean,
it's like a six-man tag. So when you have the bigger factions and stuff, the team, like, you know, like House of Black, or whether you have like the Elite, or whether you have, you know, the BCC, or, you know, any of these multi-team factions that have multiple members in it, it makes sense for them, because they have like a lot of multiple six-man teams in that company that you could go with. But I just don't know how I feel about, you know, the ROH trios. You're like pretty much like going undisputed trios champions, and it's like, ugh, So whoever wins the trio champions is basically going to be trio champions on two different shows.
Trio champions don't even sound right. I'm sorry.
It's like six man tag.
I don't even sound right. Have three champions, the champion belts?
I mean, is there...
Don't make sense.
Is it like another faction going on that could compete?
Well, you have many. You do, but the problem is like the factions you have the trios titles on, like the elite with Kenny and the Young Bucks. You know, they're not together. Then you had the headed on the House of Black, which is fine. Then you go put them on the Acclaimed. They got completely wasted in that whole time frame. And you had other trios teams in the trios division that you could have easily put the title on that got completely wasted because it's like, okay, put the title on this team, and you couldn't do it. You just wanted to put it on the Acclaimed. Nothing's happened. The other match I'm really not looking forward to tonight, why the hell is this guy on every fucking... TV, you know, every fucking pay-per-view, every fucking thing. You know, everyone he's associated himself with never gets any benefit from hanging out with him. The FTW title match between Hook and Chris Jericho. What the hell? Like, Jericho's like, AEW needs a real booker. I'm starting to feel that way, too, but that Chris Jericho, I'm just over Chris Jericho on my screen, frankly. Like, he's doing nothing right now.
Goddamn screen.
Any talent he's associated with, they get fucking wasted in no direction at all. Like when all the people he had in the JAS and, you know, the Inner Circle, who benefited from it? It was just benefiting Jericho. Everyone else got pushed to the wayside to benefit him. So, I mean, like, why is he still on our pay-per-view? Why is he on our screen still? Go on tour. Go do music. I don't care.
Either go do music or quit or retire wrestling right now. You're literally old.
Did you hear on TV? Like, legit, no one wants to see this match. Everyone's like, hey, put it on the pre-shows. So, yeah, so Ruby Soho is having a baby with Angela Parker. That was the good news story for Rampage that we'll see tonight.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to them.
Aww.
I'm happy for those guys, yeah. But yeah, Jericho got like is being told, hey, put that match on the pre-show and move this match to the main card. He was getting na 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 hey hey goodbye chance on.
Remember everyone, what's our mantra?
Never again. Yes.
Dynamite. Like no one wants to see this match.
Mm-mm. I mean, I would be surprised if he wins the title
it's
from
like,
Hook.
What are we doing? Get him off my damn screen.
He's
like,
gonna win the title from Hook.
He's oh God! I hope not. I really. Why? I mean, who does it benefit? Like nobody. Why? So we can see like a 3-4 month feud of Hook trying to regain the FTW title. Like it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Go off our screens. We don't want to see them putting championships on him. Just to keep him on our screens longer and longer. We want him to go away. Putting a title on him doesn't do that.
I think their match should be on the pre-show. It is trash.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
It is.
It's not even. It's not even acknowledged by the company as a real title. It's not acknowledged by the company as a title. Like, it's not. So
I think that whole title
thing was titles.
A forgettable title.
I think the FTW title is the whole big ass waste. Waste.
Yeah,
it is.
Because
what are we doing?
Because what are you getting your money's worth off of it? Nothing.
Not getting
your money's worth off of it.
I have a title. I remember that title. Oh yes. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, don't even get started on the 27.
Oh, don't start at the 24. All you saw was everybody running in the backstage in the locker room, like.
Taz never should have taken that title, damn title out of his attic. For real, like why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Because you wanted to give Brian Cage a title. Because it was only great in ECW. It's right. You only brought that title out of retirement because you wanted Brian Cage to feel special and hold the title after he lost the AEW World Title match at a on a Dynamite in 2020 during the pandemic. That's the only reason you pulled it out, is to make him feel special. Like, he was a champion. He didn't tap out, so I have to give him a gift in return.
Yeah.
Right.
The only people that really benefited were... This is
over, not over. I'm betting not over.
Not by a long shot.
I mean, I'm over that. Like, I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view, but...
I'm over.
I just... Some of these matches are completely not necessary, especially that one. That match you could have saved for, like, a Dynamite. Saved it for a Dynamite or a Rampage or...
I'm just overseeing Chris Jericho in my face. That's it. Okay. Everything else to say?
I'm the same.
Chris Jericho.
I'm the same, frankly.
Yeah, hey, it's the same gimmick.
I mean, the only matches I'm looking forward to seeing are the Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale and Samoa Joe versus Swerve. Those are the only matches
literally.
I'm looking forward to seeing tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, tomorrow.
Me too. Me too. Literally, like everything else is.
And I'm telling you guys, do not sleep on that Bryan Danielson Will Ospreay match, Swerve Joe match. I'm looking forward to, but that match is gonna be like an amazing match too. And everyone's sleeping on that match. That's a possible match.
Yeah,
the year contender we're looking at right now between Danielson and Ospreay. But please don't get the Don Callis family involved in this match.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward for Danielson. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward for Danielson and Ospreay's match too. But it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not going to give that oomph, that pop or whatever.
It's not going to be
It's not going to be as historic as Swerve beating Joe for the title. That's going to be majorly historic and a high point in the company's history. I'm just saying, don't sleep on that match, because that's gonna be one of the matches of the night. Like, Swerve's gonna get probably more than likely the moment of the night by winning the title in the main event. But that Ospreay Danielson match is gonna be.
Yeah, that's gonna be good too. Yeah,
it's gonna be one of the
match
too.
It did. Don't get me wrong. Tomorrow. It's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. It's gonna be good, but is it? Like
that
I said before,
it's not gonna be
the highlights of.
Yeah,
I think it's. I'm gonna say is just give that. Before you like judge that match and say it's not gonna live up to the hype and everything, just all I'm gonna say is just give that match a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything, like you said, the highlight of the night, because it that'll go to Swerve and Joe at the end when he gets crowned champion. But don't, like I say, just don't sleep on that match,
because
it'll definitely probably exceed your expectations.
Because Ospreay, I believe it was this past Wednesday or last Wednesday when he was taking shots at the other company. So, you know.
About the
grind. I mean, Triple H threw those shots.
Yeah, that
he said that he didn't want to feel the grind and everything, but he was telling us, Drew, like, I mean.
Yeah, while he was.
My thing is.
Between the UK and everything. What we have to realize is not everyone wants to work that schedule, and you know, a lot of them can't work that schedule, especially like people like him. His wife wants to stay in the UK because she lost her former husband, and he's got like a stepkid child at home too. So it's like you don't want to, you know, work at like 300 days on the road every single night. I mean, you'd rather, you know, work one or two times a week than go fly back home to the UK. I mean, that 300-day schedule is not fit for everyone. And plus, like I said, look at the number of injuries we've been getting, like, post-WrestleMania. Like, the injuries being held there, I mean, between, you know, Rhea getting hurt, between Seth getting hurt, between hearing that Drew McIntyre is currently injured too, and then possibly Bayley got hurt. It's like, you hear so many injuries going on post-WrestleMania that's like...
Yeah. That's the thing.
I'm cutting down on that schedule and everything.
Cause that's the thing. The reason why a lot of WWE wrestlers are getting hurt versus AEW versus AEW people not getting hurt as much is because AEW, they're not the extreme as WWE is. That's my opinion. They're not the extreme. They don't go as far.
They're not working 200 shows every single year, and like
exactly.
They're not. And you're not working. Like, the only time people that.
And this wasn't some weak ass training lessons.
It wears your body down so much. Shit. That grind just wears you completely.
Yeah. So I said before, AEW, they don't work too hardcore. They don't work the extreme. They don't put that much. Like, they put the effort. I'm not going to say they don't, but they put the effort. Don't get me wrong, but they don't put as much effort as WWE does.
They don't have the live shows. I think that's
exactly. Exactly. Like, they don't. Like, I can say this right now. AEW does a lot of pay-per-view matches more than they do WWE, though. They have pay-per-view matches every, other week. So it's like, we get what? Once a month? Couple of months of a pay-per-view match? They get a couple of weeks, maybe a month of a match. I mean, a pay-per-view match. So that's why it's like, they don't do it like, they don't do house tours, like you said, Big E. They just do pay-per-view matches.
Yeah.
And just regular shows, or like regular TV shows. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't go to the extreme. They don't do extreme stuff. AEW slowly will too. Okay. We'll see. But right now they just not really doing much. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
I think we're getting into that route where it's like gonna be heading it down into that angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna start doing a lot of papers and everything too, but
yeah. Well, and other than that, look out for the pay-per-view match. What is it, tomorrow? See how that goes. Yeah.
Yes.
See how that goes. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm looking forward to Swerve. I'm looking forward to Julia Hart and Nightmare.
Oh boy. I'm
looking for all that.
Man.
Looking for her.
So let's get into a topic near and dear to my heart this week. Let's get into a topic near and dear to my heart this week. Our wrestler of the week this week. I mean, I know it's easy to say. I don't think you could pick any other guy to be wrestler of the week, none other than my boy, Jon Moxley, who at Windy City Riot this past week made history by becoming the first ever guy to hold the WWE, the AEW, and the IWGP World Champions in his entire career. This is the first time it's ever happened, so it's huge for the industry. So yeah, look at some of these pictures. Like, that title with him looks amazing. And then on top of that, another reason why I say Wrestler of the Week, I mean, that promo he cut on Dynamite to rally the troops again, save the company, protect the locker room, while pushing forward, you know, why the IWGP title was so important to him. Plus, you know, building on the feud between them and the Don Callis family. I mean, man, who else could we have picked this week that could have had a better week?
Right. I'm gonna tell you, John Moxley, he's doing his thing.
Not every day you make history.
Yeah, he's doing his damn thing. Like, I'll tell you that right now. Like,
yeah,
As you see in the photos right there, he saw nothing but blood. He poured his heart and tears and sweat, all that, into that match. And for him to win that title, congratulations to him.
It's again that title, yeah.
Yeah, like congratulations to him. Like, he deserved it, to be honest.
Yeah,
he really did.
He worked so hard over these past 5 years to reinvent himself since leaving WWE. And it's like, everyone says, yeah, we want Dean Ambrose back in WWE. And I'm like, why? More Shield reunions, more, you know, being stuck in the mid-card, being a third wheel. Look at what his accomplishments since he left WWE. I mean, making history, being the first ever global Grand Slam champion. I mean, 3-time AEW World Champion, 2-time Wrestler of the Year, 2-time IWGP US title champion, plus now the current IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, who's going on a major run in Japan this upcoming year. I mean, especially in June. His schedule, have you guys seen his schedule for June?
Is that fucking loaded?
I mean, between Wrestling Danta, between Dominion, the New Japan Soul Tour, you know, probably Despy Show. He's got Bloodsport in Japan, plus he's got Forbidden Door at the end of June. I mean, that's one whole month of a loaded card. And then on top of that, possibly, you're talking the next month, possibly, maybe, an extended run in Japan doing the G1 for an entire month. So two whole months in Japan with a loaded schedule like that. I mean, one hell of an amazing run this guy could be on. I would tell people, like, don't sleep. Like, everyone thinks Will Ospreay right now would be the front runner for Wrestler of the Year. Brian Danielson's in the conversation. I'm saying, let's see how this run in Japan goes. Don't sleep on him as coming on as a front runner late in the year for, you know, finishing in the top maybe two net. He's going to be going on this year. It's going to be really insane. Like,
right. Yeah.
I know my girl Christy in the comments has got to be very ecstatic too with me.
Like I'm gonna be honest, it happened so fast with John Moxley. Like, it happened so fast with John Moxley to, you know, accomplish all these things. Like, from him, you know, leaving WWE and then going to AEW, then all of a sudden getting all these matches, and then all of a sudden, you know, getting a title at another company. It's like, whoa, it's huge. It's like moving very fast, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what's cool? Yeah, it's cool about his run too. What's cool about him? His run.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of him. And like, you know,
since he left WWE, he hasn't held the title.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, 2019 IWGP US Champion. 2021 it was the GCW World Title. 2022 it was the AEW World Title again. 2023 it was the International Title. 2024 the current IWGP Title. He has not been without a title in 5 years. He's been with the company, and people say, you know, oh, he gets shoved down your throat so much in AEW, and then you watch him be gone for a month and be like, okay, where is he? AEW Dynamite struggling to find its identity and everything. He shows up on Dynamite, you know, and brings like a new life and a new energy into the program. That's like, it makes these people take him for granted so much that, you know, how is the company going to survive a little bit? You know, especially when he's not going to be around for like a majority of this year for AEW. You're going to have to start relying on building these stars up, like Swerve and, you know, Ospreay and them. Because think about it, too. You're losing Brian at the end of this year from full-time duty. So you have to start building some future talent, like, that can start filling the shoes of these people. Because they're not going to be around all the time to bail Tony Khan out, especially Max with this New Japan run. He can't keep bailing Tony out every time. Oh, we have the post, you know, brawl out, or we have this scenario, or Punk gets hurt, or, you know, we have the backstage drama coming up from that All In video footage being released. You know, you're going to have to find a new person to start relying on to bail you out at time and time again. So,
Absolutely.
And then congratulations to him. Like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, they said no more matches are being added.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
When he comes back from his injury and everything, but
Hi, Roxy. So as for John Moxley, he is indeed the wrestler of the week. He has come a long way, you know, from his AEW, New World Japan. He's just killing it. You know, his charisma and everything. He can go in the ring. Like, just, it's like he doesn't miss. So
yeah, it doesn't.
No.
He deserves that title as wrestler of the week. And, you know, just keep going. Because if he would have stayed in the WWE, he would have been, like you said, like Char said, he would have been the third wheel. He would have been, okay, you have Seth and you have Roman, and then where's Dean, you know, / John? Like, he's going to be right there. He would have been right there.
And you look at all these people who want him back. And you ask them why you want him back. 95% of the time, it's A, we want to see him, you know, help Roman retain his title. We want to see him help Seth retain his title. We want to see a Shield triple threat. We want to see a Shield reunion. It's like, you know, guys, like, this guy's immensely talented on his own, right? You know, why do we just want to throw him back and doing the same old shit he did for like 7 years in that company? Like, you know, he would deserve to be like in the main event spotlight, the same realm as Roman and Seth were in that company. If you're just gonna have him go back just to do more of the same old shit, being doing a meaningless Shield reunions that A, never benefited anyone but really Roman, and B, those reunions, if you remember correctly, were so freaking cursed. Like, every time they'd get back together, it was, you know, somebody would get injured, somebody would get suspended, somebody would, you know, get really sick and have to be off the card. It's like, who did it benefit? It benefited absolutely nobody. So, I mean, why do we want to go back to that?
Exactly.
No, thank you. Give me this run he's been on in AEW and New Japan. I mean, he's already, like, honestly, if you look at his accolades since leaving post-WWE, it's like, he's been more, you know, more of a star and outside of the company and, you know, accomplished way more outside the company than, you know, than he did in WWE. He got overshadowed by everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if he was his world title, if he everyone was bashes U.S. title reign, you know, they're like, yeah, he was a grand slam.
If he was to ever come back to WWE, which he would have, instead of him coming back as Dean Ambrose, it's like, let him come back as John Moxley. Come as the big heavy hitter like you are in AEW.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to
like,
be.
Like, you have people coming in from AEW. You have people coming in from, you have people coming in from WWE, I mean, AEW into AEW. I mean, has their presentation changed since they left the company? I'm talking about Jade. I'm talking about, you know, Andrade. I'm talking about, like, Cody. Has their presentation at all, their names, anything changed since they left AEW to go to WWE? No. Like, it's pretty much the same presentation. You have to bring him back as Mox, because, I mean, that's where the star power would be lying. Ambrose was dead. Like, I tell everyone, I was a big Ambrose fan. That's what got me into the Shield, you know, the Shield run. Uh-huh. You know, I became a fan, but, you know, seeing how back, he would go to Japan, and on his first night wrestling for New Japan, which is where he signed his first contract, they put a title on him in their first night, and you're like, oh, okay,
exactly.
See some star power. And then 3 months within being in, you know, like a few, like, you know, having his first match in AEW and everything, his first big match, he was a world champion within like 6 months of entering the company there. So it's like, you know, WWE saw his U.S. title reign as a joke because he hardly defended it when he was in the Shield. People bashed that. Then his world title reign was just wanted him to hold it through the summer. Just
yeah. I totally agree. But other than that,
you know, meaning this mid card matches.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, you get stuck fed to Brock Lesnar and Ben is an IC champion shoved all the way to the freaking pre-show of WrestleMania. And you're like, oh, well, I wonder why he didn't have any WrestleMania main events. It couldn't be, no offense, that Roman Reigns got like 9 of them in his like 11 or 12 years on the main roster. 9 WrestleMania main events for Roman?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm proud of Moxley. I'm proud of the things that he did. He accomplished. I'm proud of like what he did. I'm proud of like winning that New Japan title. I hope he goes far with it. As far as his career, hope he's going to strive whatever he has to do. Yeah, and that's my tea. That's my input on Moxley, but the rest of us.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, I right now, no more matches added. I heard it saying, no more matches added to the Dynasty card, so doesn't look like I'll have a match at Dynasty, no matches for Collision, nothing that I know advertised. So you're looking at your match back in AEW taking place in the main event of Dynamite next week against Powerhouse Hobbs. I mean, again, another thing that's heavily underrated about his run since he left WWE, I mean, the ability to put younger talent over. Everyone, we're at our victory lap end of the show, so you want to give any shout outs, pass any like news on, or tell our amazing viewers where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram, estdeep606_, and Twitter, BinkySprenna6_.
And you can find me on Twitter at IamQueenBossy20. And on Instagram, you can find me on Highly_Jaded. And shout out to the ladies. Sorry that I was late. I had, family mercy that I'm dealing with at the moment. But, I wanted to tune in with y'all guys. No worries. I'm going to have to end it here because I have to still go back and head out. But I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And I will see y'all guys next week. Most definitely. All right, guys. I'll see you later, guys.
All right. Take care of me. All right.
Bye.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. And then you can check me out on Instagram at charlene.cadilla. And you can check me out on Twitter at MoxCrew2021. And also, guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this with all your friends. And also, check out our amazing friends and partners and family in the podcast, Eric and Christy, coming up next with The Wrestling Asylum, and our brothers in arms with Last Weekend Wrestling, or is it going to be, it's going to be the Dynasty Watch Party tomorrow night. So join them for the Watch Party, because that's going to be an amazing Dynasty card tomorrow. So check us out with the Watch Party tomorrow night. So until next week, everyone, bye. We love you.
Take care. Bye, y'all. Take care.